Daily Dose for November 21st. The New Temple from Ezekiel 42 to 43. Ezekiel's vision of the future temple must have been a huge comfort to the prophet. He is a priest whose life is centered on the service of God and God's people at a central meeting place. Except he doesn't have a temple to serve at anymore. In fact, the temple he knew as a young man is totally destroyed. Its restoration seems a remote possibility, not a certainty. Yet now the Spirit of the Lord is showing him in a vision a new temple that dwarfs the previous one by many orders of magnitude and magnificence. The new temple occupies the top of a mountain, elevated above all the surrounding area. Its walls are the length of 2.5 football fields. Its halls, entryways, courtyards, altars, offices, storerooms, and so on are enormous. The significance of this new temple? It's empty of people, though God has entered it in glory. Ezekiel's vision is about what his contemporaries are missing and will continue to miss because they have strayed so far from God. This temple described in Ezekiel 40 to 46 has never been built, nor have any priests or Levites ever served in anything remotely resembling it. I'll leave the question of whether it will ever be built to another much longer debate over eschatology. Suffice it to say at this point that for a priest bereft of his land and his temple, such a vision is an encouragement from God. The future is brighter than the past. Ezekiel's hope in the present is strengthened by the word of God. The new temple is a possibility, not a reality. Israelite society is corrupt and broken from top to bottom. God's promise of a new temple in chapter 43, verses 10 to 11, is a contingent offer if they are ashamed of all they have done. Did they, as a people, ever enter into that condition of utter abandonment to the mercy of God that accompanies salvation? Have they yet looked upon the one they have pierced and so are pierced to the heart? That day is coming. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.